Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moiliili Honganji. Moiliili Honganji is Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Temple, located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Bert Sumikawa and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moiliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Matsumoto family, in memory of Tane Kiyoshi and Haruko Shigefuji. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Joshua Hernandez Morse, head of Pacific Buddhist Academy. Good morning, Mr. Hernandez Morse.
I knew I had arrived to Phoenix, Arizona, with rising Pacific Buddhist Academy junior and Moiliili Honganji member Riho Umitani, the instant we made it to the baggage claim and were greeted by the elder Umitani, Naho. Hugs and excited squeals ensued. But I would not feel truly in place in the Arizona desert till the following day, when Naho, Riho, and I journeyed to the otherworldly desert botanical garden in the midst of Phoenix's Papago Park. That evening, however, after making it through the longish queue at the thrifty car rental booth and driving in the after-midnight dark of the Phoenix streets to our hotel near the convention center, I still felt adrift. And as we walked toward the hotel from the parking lot, watching the large grasshoppers jump and fly to the side as we approached, we all remarked that the Phoenix skyline seemed less impressive than we thought it would. Before we stumbled to our rooms, unpacked our bags, and passed out from the thousands of miles of air travel. Thank you for tuning into this message for the Moiliili Honganji's White Way broadcast. I am Josh Hernandez Morse, head of school and president of Pacific Buddhist Academy, and I send your way an eager hello, freshly returned from our desert adventure and excitedly planning for the 23-24 school year. A good measure of my excitement derives from one of those small awakenings I experienced at the Desert Botanical Garden, quote, home to thousands of species of cactus, trees, and flowers from all around the world, unquote, as their website broadcasts. In the late morning heat approaching 100 degrees Fahrenheit, be it heat exhaustion or dehydration or just the thrill of being in a new place, as the three of us reached the peak of the Sonoran Desert Nature Loop Trail, a sudden wave of gratitude overwhelmed me as I looked across the vast distances of the desert flatlands toward Hole in the Rock, Camelback Mountain, and other nearby ranges. Gratitude for my own place in Honolulu. We are in an interesting time at PBA. This year, we completed our most recent accreditation visit, and were awarded a 7-year accreditation status from the Hawaii Association of Independent Schools and Western Association of Schools and Colleges. Last week, with the leadership of PBA trustees, we concluded a strategic retreat, working to complete a future planning document and strategic plan with goals focused on financial sustainability, public relations and marketing, peace leadership, the integration of Native Hawaiian values into our programming, and an overall program articulation and assessment. It is a moment of great accomplishment for the school. The work of accreditation is no easy work, and the vision crafting the PBA board and other stakeholders have undertaken promises to expand and deepen our school's benefit to students, families, and the Hawaii community. But that moment of gratitude was also inflected with a deep appreciation for the fact that I get to work with outstanding students like Riho and admire the emerging talents of a PBA alumna like Naho. Just last Sunday, PBA held our first ever alumni barbecue, establishing a gathering tradition I hope we repeat many years over. Last Sunday, more than 30 of them came to the PBA Weinberg building to enjoy food and fellowship together, to reminisce about good old times at the school, to celebrate the significant facilities improvements we've made in the past years, and to dream of what we might achieve in the future. A few alumni brought young children with them. Class of 2007 alumnus Sheldon Kono came with wife and daughter. Class of 2008 alumnus Kyle Kawabata came with wife and son. Class of 2007 alumnus Reggie Wong came with his very pregnant wife. And we openly discussed a hopeful future where alumna Ashlyn McKenzie's daughter will be the first second-generation PBA student. If there's ever a measure of an institution's staying power, it is when the institution is able to say it raises generations within its walls. So that moment of epiphany I felt that first morning, though it would not yet contain the future events described in this message, the strategic planning retreat, the alumni barbecue, it contains within it the possibility of all those things. The work that I and all other members of the PBA Sangha have done these past 20 years is to pave the way for moments like those in Phoenix. How many students and teachers and lessons had come before within the walls of our small school to prepare rising junior Riho Umitani to compete at the national level with her speech on the wisdom sometimes of quitting, of letting go. In her competition speech, Riho examined the reasons why people double down on failing initiatives or costly enterprises instead of letting go. Reasons like the sunk cost fallacy and status quo bias. Isn't it better, she reasoned, to take an extra moment to ask oneself whether it might not be time to change course? This question is a hugely important one for a high school junior who will be soon to decide on colleges and courses of study and possible futures. When does one stay the course and when do you chart a new one? Fortunately, with the experience of more trips around the block than Riho, I am able to assert that while it is true that sometimes it's better to go than to stay, and true also that every choice we make opens some pathways while closing off others. Regardless of the specifics, each moment represents a new opportunity, and sometimes the new opportunities are a means of reconnecting with old traditions and familiar faces. Pacific Buddhist Academy counts among our graduates 268 alumni. That's in 17 graduating classes. And while that total may sound small to some of you, the size of a single graduating class from a very large school, I hear the number and I think of the profound relationships I am able to develop with each student at our small school. One of the things I like to emphasize with prospective families is how great an opportunity PBA gives students to foster deep relationships with others. They aren't always without difficulty. We are humans, flawed, and the pathways of friendships and relationship are often fraught and forged with and through difficulty. But in a school of 75 to 90 students, PBA's enrollment for next year currently is at 72. Every student, teacher, administrator has the opportunity to focus on, cultivate, and sustain relationship with a realistic number of pilgrims, as all of us are on the road to our own awakening. And given enough attention and focus, those interconnections endure. When I sat with Taylor Nagata and Tara Miyashiro and Caden Ishiara and Lori Kim, laughing about old high school hijinks from years past, in addition to the funny stories we shared about this rascal and that goofy teacher moment, we agreed that one of the best things about PBA is our way of accepting students just as they are, of meeting them where they are at and guiding them to accept themselves and everyone else in our welcoming community. That Phoenix morning on the hillside of the Desert Botanical Garden, I could not have heard the range of speeches and debates I would hear that full week of the National Speech and Debate Championship. I could not know how much closer I would feel to Riho and Naho after spending the full week with them over ice cream and driving and musing about the future. I could not have predicted how nice it would be to sit with Kyle's young child while his parents looked at old yearbooks. I could not have completed the work of strategic planning with the support of trustees and colleagues at the school. But I was able to experience, in that moment, the full flush of apprehension, of understanding from a great distance and higher vantage that the complete work of 20 years at Pacific Buddhist Academy has enmeshed me in a community of learning and care and great attention to the unrepeatable moments we share in this work to educate young people, foster the bonds of peace with one another, and deepen our understanding of life and love. I thank all of you in the listening community and in the temple sanghas of the Hompa Hoanji Mission of Hawaii for being a part of this journey together and helping Pacific Buddhist Academy to flourish. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hernandez Morse, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, July 9th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Obon service will be Reverend Bert Sumikawa. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Matsumoto family, and our speaker, Mr. Joshua Hernandez Morse of Pacific Buddhist Academy. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Kojun Hashimoto of Wahewa Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.